Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's a concert at the Knoxville Raceway tonight. Under the Bright Lights will feature local country artists Jason Brown, the Rumley Brothers, Quarter Inch Jack, and 2010 American Idol semifinalist Caitlin Epperly. It's a benefit for the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics Foundation. Let's go in depth with Jason Brown from Pella. So Jason, what have you been working on?
Well, I've been working lately on some songs down in the Nashville, in the studio, working with Randy Kors. We've got two songs now in the can, as they would say, trying to do some songwriting also with some other songwriters down there. And then we've also got a kind of like a personal little project that helping seven small communities throughout Iowa, putting the final touches on that before we go out and do it. So, been kind of busy.
Well, it sounds busy. Let's start with the towns you've been working. What are you working on with seven small towns about?
Well, we're putting the concept of it together right now and looking for corporate sponsors. And it's basically going to seven small towns throughout Iowa. Right now, we're trying to decide whether to do 1,000 people or less or 500 people or less. And we basically go into these towns for a week and do a community project and bring people from the community together, people from the county together, and kind of capture the history of the town on video. One of the concepts of this documentary is basically finding the elders of the community and interviewing them and why they, you know, how long they've lived there, you know, the history that as they remember it, you know, capturing the stories of, you know, I went to school, you know, barefooted in snow both ways uphill. You know, so capturing that the essence of America that just seems to be slipping away, and in my opinion, from touring the country, you know, the last of it is here in the Midwest. You know, right in our own backyard. And I want to try to capture that so that other people across the country can see that.
Well, this is sort of the root of country songs. You're going to turn some of them into songs?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that some of them would be songs. I mean, this is country music. This is, you know, that's one thing that's great about country music. When you go back and you learn the history of where country music came from, you know, it didn't, like rock and roll kind of came from overseas. Elvis Presley invented, you know, pretty much what we call American rock and roll. But, you know, it was already over there in Britain, you know, but country music, you know, came from the Appalachian Mountains back, you know, the Hatfield and McCoys back with the hillbillies, you know, and I guess country music kind of stemmed from bluegrass. And when you capture the history and read about the history of country music, you know, it's just right here. I mean, it's the heartland. It's, you know, farming. It's good work ethics. You know, it's going home and hugging your kids and, you know, loving your wife. I mean, it's loving God and your country. It's America. It's country. So the name of the project is called Us America, and it's in its beginning stages. It's been something that's slowly been developing over for about 2 years now, and we did it once already down in Grand River, Iowa, and we raised the town $10,000, and that was just off of doing one show, and they ended up using the money to buy a snow plow and a couple security cameras for their bank. And this is a town of 221 people. So if they would have raised taxes in that town to raise $10,000, I'm sure, pretty sure 221 people would have been upset.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with local country artist Jason Brown. How did you get your start, your interest in country music?
Well, I got my interest in starting country music just basically from living out in the country. I grew up about 6 miles outside of Pella, Iowa on Clark, and as some people in the area know it, Elevator Road. It's just past Pella Windows. And I grew up right across the street from my grandma and grandpa's farm, and that was Corny and Ruth Vandenbard, and they raised everything from, you know, chickens to canning tomatoes. You know, I mean, they just had a nice little farm there, and just living in the country all my life as a youth, you know, had two ponds behind the house and go down and break the ice for the horses, you know, every morning, and just, I guess, just living it, you know, and being a strong person in church, and just, you know, I guess it was just meant to happen, I guess.
And when did you start playing music?
I started singing when I was 4 years old in church. I actually started playing music, actually first band. I can't remember the date, but I remember I was living in, I just moved from Texas to Pleasantville, Iowa. And I moved to Texas for a little bit with my mom and then moved back up to Iowa to live with my dad. And I played Every Rose Has Its Thorn acoustically for the Pleasantville High School. And Beth Hunter was a girl that was sitting out, a parent sitting out in the audience, and she came up and said, "Would you like to get up and join me and my band at some of these county fairs?" And I said, "Yeah." And then it went from that to a band called Country Persuasion, and then started a band called Stormfront, and then went on the road with a band called Harvest, and then went from Harvest to a couple other bands, and then to what it is now. And in 2006, I pretty much took on music full-time and released my first CD titled Dream.
And how's that doing?
It did real well. We charted four singles in the top 70 without a label and without a music promoter, and it hasn't happened before, and it hasn't happened since. So we came out with a second album, tried to put a small label together, but unfortunately didn't have the correct people working for me, and that kind of fell through. But we have that CD still in our possession, and so we're probably going to add some of that CD to the current songs that we're recording now, and we're just taking it day by day. I've been approached by a couple labels that I'm in negotiations with now, and if it works out, I might sign, and if it doesn't, you know, we're just going to keep doing our thing.
What are the advantages of being with a label, big label?
Well, today, I think most of it is just money, which, you know, anymore if you're an artist, they'd like you to have an investor or a backer. And pretty much having a label just means that you've got somebody in Nashville that kind of sees you as a commercialable product, which, you know, I'm not sure if that's really what's needed nowadays. I mean, my focus is and has always been the Midwest, and I don't think that Nashville totally agrees with some of the things and some of the ideas of what country music should be and should stay as, like I do. And I hear some of this music today, and I don't quite agree that it should be in the format of country music, and that might be why I've butted heads with a few people. But my dad always taught me to stand up for what you believe, you know, even if you're the only one that believes it, at least, you know, you got to be who you are and stand up for what you believe. And sometimes, you know, sometimes that can cost you some things, but having a label, you know, nationally, it helps, I think, a lot. It's more of name recognition. You know, if you're signed to a label, it's easier to go into radio stations, you know, if they've already had successful artists such as Tim McGraw, Garth Brooks, you know. It's just kind of a name recognition thing, but I've never really had a problem once I get in and actually talk to a radio personnel, you know, and let them hear my songs. It's been well accepted so far. So maybe it's just as simple as finding a couple good investors and going out and doing it myself. That's how I got my start, and that's what put my name on the map. And with today's technology and being able to sell music on the website, I think it's changed the game, the way that people play the game and the playing field. I think it's changed it just immensely. I mean, it's not the same way it was 5 or 10 years ago. It's nowhere near the same.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with local country artist Jason Brown.
What's Nashville like?
Nashville is different. It is such a charged up place to go to. You can't really explain it, especially just being a musician. There are so many talented people that it's actually humbling is probably the best way to put it. There's a lot of people that go down there and take it the other way. But, man, I feel so humbled and so thankful and so blessed when I go, because there are just so many people trying to make it down there that are so talented I can't explain it. The energy down there is just so unbelievable. But it's just weird. Once you kind of step off that music row and once you separate yourself from there, it's just another, kind of like another town. But there's still that, just this energy and this pulsating vibe that you can't really explain to anybody. So I miss it. But then again, when I'm down there, I miss being up here. So it's a love loss no matter where I'm at. But when I'm home, I'm loving it. So I get to see my family and friends. But I'm missing Nashville. But when I'm in Nashville, I'm loving the creative juices and energy flowing and the opportunities that just seem to present themselves. But I miss my friends and family. So it's always that tug of war.
What do you think of those television shows that, like American Idol and America's Got Talent, and there's a lot of country singers on there. What do you think of those kinds of shows?
Well, I think they're great. Like I said, the playing field of the industry has changed. Sometimes I wish I didn't know as much as I think I know about the industry, because like I said, there's so many talented people that I think it's great to have these shows on TV, because it actually gives the artists a chance to promote themselves. And I think some of the greatest artists aren't necessarily the ones that win. I've seen a lot of great artists, especially this year off of American Idol, that I just couldn't believe. I couldn't believe some of the people that was voted off. But those people, I mean, if they don't take that opportunity to go out and keep promoting themselves, then it's their loss. But I think it's wonderful. I mean, what a way to get your face in front of millions of people and stand up and go, this is me and this is my talent, you know. And so I think it's a great thing. At the same time, I think it can hurt an artist. A buddy of mine, Chris Young, it took him years to actually show people that he was really a legit, great guy and a tremendous country singer. You know, I think when he walked in the studio, they thought, you're that Nashville star guy, you know. You're more of a vanity. But I'll tell you what, Chris Young is one of the most solid singers that I know out there. And it took him a while to kind of prove himself, you know, to people in the industry that he was as good as, you know, a TV show said he was, if that makes any sense at all.
Now, what inspires you to write a song? Can you give us an example?
Usually something that happens or somebody will say something. I really don't write all that much. But what inspires me when I listen to a song to like a song is probably the same thing as why I would write a song. And that's just a life, some kind of experience that has happened in life that just touched me, that I want to explain it or I want to sing about it. You know, it's a great conduit, you know, to let out your feelings and be honest with yourself, with other people. And then, you know, you can sit back and there might be some embarrassing moments you wrote about, but you don't have to really say that you was writing about yourself. You can say, yeah, a buddy of mine, it happened to him.
Sure. And there's a lot of great songs out there. There's a lot of great, you know, historic songs. Are there people writing songs now that are writing in those great traditions that are as good as anything else being written that we might not know about? Are there people like that?
That's still writing traditional country music?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's so many great writers in Nashville. The labels nowadays, and they want the artists to be able to write. Pretty much I think the only reason they want that is so that they've got another source of income from the artist, which is okay. I mean, if you got somebody throwing a bunch of money up for the artist, you know, hey, I hope you make all your money back and I can throw the keys to your boat to you and say, hey, your boat needs gas. But there's Mitchell Oglesby is a songwriter that I cut one of his songs recently, and I ran it across him from a guy that was washing my bus down in Nashville. Says, hey, dude, you're going to like my friend's songs. He's a songwriter, and I listened to his CDs, and he had this song called Friends Will Never Forget, and I said, that's a hit. And I think it's a hit, but some of the radio people that listened to it said, well, it's not quite poppy enough. And I went, all right, it doesn't make sense what you just said. Now, if you would have said, it's too country. I could have seen that, but not quite poppy enough. But there are so many great writers out there that are still writing anything from traditional country music to the music that I kind of love, you know, the Mark Chestnut, Wade Hayes, Tracy Byrd, Tracy Lawrence kind of music, all the way up to the Rascal Flatts stuff. I mean, it's just being in the industry down in Nashville looking for songs can be so overwhelming sometimes because of all the great talent. And one of the reasons I don't worry about writing is because there's so many great writers. And, you know, why try to take food off of their table when I can concentrate on what I think I'm good at, and they can concentrate on what they're good at, and we kind of team up and put a good album together. That's kind of my vision on it.
Well, it must be interesting going through the songs and picking out the ones that mean the most to you. That must be a really fun process.
Yeah, going through the songs is a blast. There's times where you listen to the songs and you sit there and go, who in the heck is this demo singer? Because he sings better than I do. He sings, how am I going to top this? I love, that's one thing I do love. I love listening to songs that nobody's ever heard. Unfortunately, that a lot of people will never get to hear. But then again, there's some songs where you sit there and think, man, why did a producer, you know, tell this guy to record this song? But every song, you know, I guess it cuts, it hits people a different way. If you listen to one song and I listen to another, we'll have total different opinions on it. And that's the beauty of music. You're going to take it one way and I'm going to take it the other. It's kind of like reading the Bible. It's what each person wants to individually take from it. But yeah, I love it. That's one thing I do love. I love listening to songs and going through and picking and sorting through them. And I actually like listening to some of the new stuff that artists are putting out and seeing if I can tell which one's going to be a radio single and which one's going to be, you know, an album filler. And it's kind of weird. I've usually been pretty right about a lot of them. So I must have an ear or something. But yeah, it's a blast. It's a blast listening to those songs, and having the opportunity to do that is just great.
Now, this show is going to air on Friday, and Friday night we're going to get a chance to listen to you, aren't we?
Yeah, Friday night we're coming down there to raise some money for the hospital, and not only that, but there's some other great artists that are getting to perform that night, and I can't wait to sit back and actually listen to them. Quarter-inch Jack, I can't wait. I actually played with them out at my cousin's little party he had not too long ago, and got to listen to them. And I'll tell you what a history. Their parents being in the band Phoenix is one of the reasons I picked up a guitar. Well, Charles Weldon and those guys playing down at Eagles, and I remember watching them and going, man, I want to be them someday. And you know, it's just what a history, what a great bunch of people. And you know, those guys, they're one of the reasons I am where I am today, and I'll never forget it.
All right, so we'll see you Friday night.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks to Jason Brown for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.